Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Mwah! Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're doing that with our good friend Bo Henderson, author of Customized Social Security and The Rich Life, two different books. He's the CEO of The Rich Life Advisors. Put a .com at the end of that, right, Bo?
That's it.
The Rich Life
Advisors.com.
Advisors.com. So check that out. Bo, tell the audience what you do for your clients.
Yeah, really what we do that I believe is, I coined it as the new model of retirement planning, is we really get crystal clear on both the financial aspects and a person's goals, and really start getting clear on what retirement's going to look like and make sure we're creating a strategy that will help them move towards that goal. And the reason I say strategy very intentionally, a lot of financial services today, unfortunately, is very transactional product sales. And the reality is that if we have the right strategy in place, you know, it's what amount of my assets for me specifically, my family specifically, needs to be in my income plan, in liquidity, in growth. If we have the strategy set up right, the plan's going to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unfortunately, too much of that, that's on transactional product mm-hmm. pushing, so to speak, as opposed to doing it backwards and getting clear on what you need first, and then we build something.
What about part-time retirement? If you talk, I know you help your clients with that, too. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, you kind of segued in the very beginning of the show, or my segment here with you, that the definition of retirement is different to everybody. What I've been seeing, and this is especially more and more the last 5 years or so, is that retirement might not be what we saw with our parents, so to speak. Is I'm seeing more and more people, maybe they did a corporate career for 30, 40 years, and then they step down and they might go back and consult for 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Or they might go do something completely different that they enjoy. And where they might have been making $70,000 in their career, they might be making $24,000 in retirement. But
one way to make your retirement nest egg last longer is to keep earning, right?
That's right. If we're not having to have an asset that lasts 30 years, it'll actually make it last longer. And the more we retain our retirement assets or nest egg, so to speak, the more options and flexibility we have. But how this works, how does that mean retiring part-time and still increasing your Social Security benefit, is that there's a lot of confusion around how your benefits actually calculated. I'll get questions about, was it your last 10 years? Was it your highest 10 years? What's this formula? And Jim, it's your 35 top years. You have to have a minimum of 10 or 40 quarters, but it's made up. If you don't have 35, you have a zero in that year. And it averages into the calculation.
And so do the last years have heavier influence than the first years? Or is it just straight? It just a year, just like anything else?
It's a year. So what happens is, say we do, the guy that was making 70 at his corporate job retires, and he says, you know, I'm going to do something with less stress than I enjoy. Gives me that meaning and relevancy we talked about earlier, making $24,000, but there's a very good chance that a $24,000 year today is much more than he might have made early when he first started working.
Exactly.
35 years ago. So it's actually still increasing his benefit, but he's able to kind of start scaling back.
But someone once said that the last 5 years of your calculation have a bigger weight than the first five or the middle five. Is that true, or is that a myth?
Nope. It's another one of those misconceptions. A lot of people kind of are looking at typical pension formulas, how it's the highest ten, the last five, and it's really it's an average of that 35.
Social Security doesn't calculate that way. Yeah. Okay.
Correct.
But of course, the more you earn in the year, that does create, it does help to increase your benefits, and that's where a lot of small businesses need to think about that in terms of how they allocate their profit, right?
That's right. Well, and even the other thing, so say that $24,000 in that example, that individual was making, that might have allowed him or her to delay their benefit two or three more
That's
years.
Right. That's right.
We talked about.
Yep. It makes a difference. And having folks having looked after my parents as they're at the end of their life, you never know when an extra $200 or $300 can come in handy. Hey, Bo, give us the website one more time, please.
Sure. You can find out more at richlifeadvisors.com.
All right, so check it out. And these books are there, too. Hey, Bo, good job today. You cleared up a lot for us. Come back soon.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Always a blast.
Bo Henderson, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blastingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.